Welcome to episode 8 of The Budget Is No. The Budget Is No is where we dive deeper into how other industries, organizations, and individuals connect with people, resulting in a lasting, meaningful experience. We talk about coming up with ways to do this when there's limited resources and the budget is no.
So, hey everybody, I'm Elizabeth.
And I'm Katie.
And we're here today for another episode of The Budget Is No. So 2 weeks ago, we were actually able to go to this really cool event. There's this group here in Dallas called the Badass Ladies of DFW, and they had a podcast panel session. So they had from Dallas represented on the panel. There was Sinisterhood, First and Tens, and the Second Shot podcast. So it was just a great evening of Q&A and just kind of hearing their experiences about podcasting. And I think there were some really cool lessons that we learned from the event, both on the podcasting side and then also on kind of that building community side. Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. You found this event on Instagram, I think, right?
Or yeah, and listening to Sinisterhood, they had pitched that they were going to be there.
Yeah, and so we went to this. It was in like the downtown Dallas area, and we actually learned a lot, not only from like the technical side of podcasting, because we're, you know, just getting started, but it was kind of like an uplifting experience, I think, for us to be in a room full of really inspiring women, sharing like how they got started with their podcasts, why they got started, and listening to them talk about how they started with, you know, like barely any listeners, and then how they've grown it to where they are today. It was really inspiring, and I think we took away some really, really key points from each one of the ladies, and so we're going to talk about those today. And I think one of the key takeaways, especially for me, and I think we've touched on in a number of our podcasts, is mission over money. And they spoke about that a lot. Basically just saying that if you're putting out good content and you have a good mission and you're authentic with what you're doing, that is going to get you to where you want to be. And that's going to lead you in a place that will eventually get you money. And you need to have a good mission over having this idea of needing to make money in the beginning.
And I think it just kind of grounds you. Like, why? Because I think for us, we could argue, like, this is kind of a passion project. Like, we enjoy talking about this, and so we want to share kind of our insights and what we've seen. But, I mean, we're not doing this thinking we're going to make, you know, $1,000 or even $100, like, next month.
Yeah.
Like, we're just here so we have, like, something that we can be proud about and something that we can say, like, yeah, we, like, went above and beyond and we're trying something new.
Yeah, and hopefully we're maybe inspiring one person out there and maybe giving a takeaway to somebody, and maybe somebody is listening to us and saying, hey, that's a great idea, and actually I'm going to take that and do that at my next event. If we get one person to do that, I think we've accomplished our job.
Definitely. And I think it's easy for people to kind of see into, like, the immediately, like, cash grab. Like, I think about, like, when you see influencers on Instagram, like, you kind of... It's like, does the product make sense that they're pitching? Like, are they just like, they accepted the check, so like, here's the detox tea or like whatever.
Yeah.
Or is it really something that like they use every day and they're like, it's part of their routine and they're like genuinely want to share that with you. So I think, yeah, really making sure that you have like an authenticity in your brand, in your presence, in your community is really key.
Absolutely. One of the other things that they had mentioned, which I thought was a great thing, they talked about the three C's of doing a podcast, which are commitment, cost, and content, because they said that I think there's over, what is it, like...
Oh, a lot.
Half a million people doing podcasts, and like... Everybody has a podcast idea, and there's so many, I mean, us included, obviously. Anybody wants to get on and do a podcast, but the fact is you have to be committed to it. You have to have the content, and it does have a cost behind it. So as long as you are consistent with what you're doing and you're committed to it and you have the content, you will be successful.
And that's, I mean, anything, how you're presenting the information. Are you presenting the information on a podcast via like a audio medium? Do you have a blog or a podcast? Or even do you have a live event? Because all these things are going to combine and are important in order to have that like really awesome experience, however your customer or audience is experiencing your brand.
Exactly. As kind of going back to, I guess, more on like the money side of things, they really, you know, stress on the fact, like, don't worry about the numbers. Don't stress over the numbers. Worry more about your product and, again, the authenticity of what you're doing.
And that's so hard because I think we all, in some way, shape, or form, are validated by, like, the number of followers we have on Instagram or the number of likes we have on, like, our post about our upcoming podcast. And I really think it's hard not to get caught up in that because there is some sort of value to that little number. But going back to your point earlier, like if you inspire one person or if you get another person just thinking about something or just another way that they could connect with their audience, like that has to be like a reward in and of itself. And I think one of the ladies, I can't remember who it was, had said, like, it's easy to feel like you're talking into the void mm-hmm. because you're not receiving that, like, immediate feedback. Like, you're not seeing people in the seats, like, nodding their head, or you're not getting feedback at the end of a session. You're just kind of, like, putting it out there in the world. And you just have to trust that, like, it's doing what it needs to do. Generally, as us as event organizers, like, we're kind of looking at the event from, like, how was it organized? How was like the on-site, if you will, experience? So there was a couple cool things that we noticed, like just from the event in and of itself. Katie, like you mentioned, they had some cool partners. So they had a partner with VentureX. It's a co-working space in Uptown Dallas. So the event was actually at their co-working space and they had Sprinkles cupcakes.
Yes, which were delicious.
Because, you know, who can turn down cupcakes? So it was really neat to see the event partners that made sense for the audience.
Yeah, and the VentureX, the co-working space, they actually just opened this space. So it was kind of a way for them to, like, show off their new space that they have. And they are also building out actual podcasting rooms within this co-working space, and they're going to have it, you know, built out with a soundproofing type of installation, and they're also going to have the equipment in there. And so the partnership made perfect sense because people that are in this room, obviously the whole thing was based on podcasts, and everybody that was in the room is either thinking about starting a podcast or they already have their own podcast. And so VentureX actually offered up free like a week-long partnership with them. So they gave us all cards to come out and test their new podcasting rooms. So it was a perfect like opportunity for them to kind of, you know, have people come in, test out their new rooms, and possibly sign some new like contracts with actually using their new equipment.
Yeah.
Also, one of the things that the Badass Ladies of DFW did really well with this event was creating the FOMO.
Definitely.
So their social media was just blowing up with, like on Instagram, they had all of the panelists that were going to be talking at the event. They were doing all of these Instagram stories, and the Badass Ladies were like
sharing, reposting.
I was going to say retweeting, but it's, you know, they were resharing, reposting their stories, and they were telling everybody, like, don't miss, like, this is what we're going to be talking about. And they were creating engagement through that. And then everybody else, and E-George included, was like resharing stuff on her stories. And then Badass Ladies and the actual panelists were like resharing that. And then you were like, oh my gosh, like, Sinisterhood was saying, like, can't wait to see you there. And you're like, oh my gosh, like, I love these ladies. Like, I'm so excited. They're actually responding to what I'm putting out there. Like, this is awesome. They see what I'm doing, and I can't wait to be there. Like, we can't miss this.
And that was another point, too, about engaging with your audience. I think all of them basically said, we try to respond to every email. We try to, you know, retweet tweets, respond, anything like that. Like, really just, it's not a one-way conversation. Like, it's really important that you are listening
actively
to
being involved with everybody that is a part of your audience. Because if it's not for your audience, like, you wouldn't be there.
Yeah. And you don't want it to be the self-serving, like, act. Like, you want to empower your panelists or your guests to share on behalf of your event. You might want to give them, like, content. I don't know if it's special graphics or prepared copy that they can use and kind of go off on. But yeah, just the whole like creative buzz social media around it was really cool. And I've started to like follow the other podcasts just to kind of see like what they're doing. And then even they have a closed Facebook group for the Badass Ladies of DFW. It has about 1,200 members in it. So I went ahead and just have joined that. So because I've heard it's a very collaborative group. It's very much empowering the badass women of Dallas, either with like job help or, you know, resources or anything.
Yeah, it's a great networking opportunity for sure. And then I think one of the last things that we noticed about the live event space, the overall feeling that we had in the space, it was very empowering. And I think we both walked out of that panel discussion feeling really inspired and really fired up to like come and record and be like, okay, we got this. Like, we're going to continue on. We're going to be committed. And this is what we want to do. And I think that they were able to do this by picking the right panelists, by having really outgoing women that were up on that on the stage, and they created a safe space. They were very open. The women were very honest with all of their answers. It wasn't scripted. You know, they were very inviting and they were very welcoming and they didn't hold back with anything. And so therefore it made everybody else in the room feel very comfortable. And it made you feel like you were able to share certain things and you were able to ask questions, and almost feel kind of vulnerable in a sense, which a lot of times you can't get that in, you know, certain formats of sessions and conferences. It's very hard to do that. So, the Badass Ladies did a phenomenal job of being able to create that kind of environment.
I totally agree. And I always think of, like, we do these live events and we get people together and just, like, the energy that you feel from it is so encouraging and inspiring. And so it's always like, okay, like, you go and you spend, well, in this case it was just 2 hours, but in the case of a larger conference or exhibition, it may be 5 days. So how then, I think we have to think about, how do you then kind of take all that inspiration and, like, put it into action? I know it's so hard because, like, you come back to, like, your quote-unquote real life and your, like, real routine and all this kind of stuff. But I think having that continued space for community outside of those events, so whether it's – we've talked about it before – whether it's a Facebook group or an Instagram or just something, even a group chat, text chat with people there, just a way to, like, keep that momentum going and, like, knowing that this will always be a resource and a place where you can, like, continue to get that inspiration – or find those people that will help you, find a podcast space, find a television studio if you want to do video, or just even just say, like, hey, like, we're really struggling with, do I talk for 10 minutes by myself or do I talk for 20 minutes by myself? And hearing that real, honest, like, real talk feedback is just, yeah, really great.
Yeah. So overall, I think it was a great event, and I'm really glad that we had the opportunity to go to this and to hear these badass ladies speak, and they were definitely inspiring, and I think that we had some great takeaways, and I hope that we can inspire everybody else that is listening to us.
Yeah. And really good to be on the other side as a champ. And really good to be like an attendee, if you will, because I think we're so used to being the ones putting on the event or making sure that the catering is out or the program guides are like on the table and stocked, that I think it's really good to kind of experience the event from the other side.
Absolutely.
So that's all we have here for this week. A little bit different, but I think our main takeaways are mission over money, make sure you're authentic with your community, find event partners that make sense for your audience and can benefit them, and just really work on that like sense of engagement and community that your organization, event, thing can promote.
Yeah.
All right. Well, make sure you guys like and subscribe us wherever you listen to podcasts. We're on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. If you want to see any of our episodes or information, it's all on our website, www.thebudgetisno.com. Make sure you like us on Instagram and Facebook. In a couple weeks, we're going to have a little surprise. Hint, hint. So go ahead and like us on the social media. And yeah, we'll see you next week. Thanks for listening. Or we'll see you next week.
You'll hear us next week.
All right. Bye.
Bye.